Speaking of dating, I'm single, ladies. If any of you ladies tonight are single and you ain't got no self-esteem or nothing, let me know. Get some ginger ale, play some Farmville, whatever you want to do. I hate being single. I don't even like the word single. I mean, what else is single? Slice of cheese. I broke down about a week ago. I got on that eHarmony.gov or whatever, and that might have been the wrong website. I had to do a bunch of paperwork and parallel park. I'm like, where's the chicks? There's a lot of red tape on these government sites. I've never been good with asking women out. First girl I ever asked out, I was in seventh grade. And there was this girl named Allison that I wanted to take to a movie. And I was scared to call her. And my mom gave me a pep talk, believe it or not. My mom says, you call her up and you be confident and you be polite and you ask her to go see a movie. And you remember, if she says no to you, it's her loss. I said, okay, I'll do it. So I called her up and I said, hi, Allison, this is James. I'd like to take you to a movie this weekend. And if you don't want to go, it's your loss. My mom's like, no, you don't say that out loud. Stupid child. I go out with about any girl as long as she's nice to me. I don't like snobby girls. I don't like girls act like they know more than me, even if they do. I went out with this rich chick one time. I knew she had money. She went to college and everything. She took me to the art gallery, starts explaining all the artists to me, like I don't know any artists. I'm like, I know a Mozart when I see one, dummy. I know a Pablo Escobar when I'm staring at one. You ever been on a blind date? You ever do that? Go out with somebody you've never even seen before. My buddy Brian set me up on a blind date one time. This was a long time ago. This was back when that show Twilight was on. Remember that Twilight with all the vampire people? And this girl showed up at the restaurant, and I'd never seen her. And she showed up, and she had on the black eyeliner and the pale makeup and the dark dress, and I'm a vampire. I was like, okay, you're a vampire. But she was brushing her hair in a mirror. You can't do that, stupid. Vampires can't see things in a mirror. You ain't even real, faker. You ought to read up on this if you're going to act it out in public, dummy. She left me. Well, most girls in my life have left me. I'm not a jerk or anything. I'm just hard to date, you know? I travel too much. Girls don't want a guy that's never around. But it's not that women leave me. It's the guys they leave me for. That's what bugs me. They always leave me for these big dudes, these big muscly guys. Big dude like you, big cookie-eating. You know, those guys. Not you, them. Not you. You're cool. Start the truck. All right, I was just joking there, buddy. All right. But they do. They always leave me for these big, strong dudes, and I'm a wimp. So when that happened, I got real jealous. I went straight to the mall, to the health food store, and I got a big jar of that muscle powder stuff, and I was going to work out and buff up and get big, and I got home, and I couldn't get the lid off my muscle. I had to call a new boyfriend to come twist that stuff open for me. I'm going to kick your butt in 7 to 12 weeks. You're dead. You're dead. And I found that as I get older, it's harder to date people. Because you get older, you get set in your ways. You know, just things about you aren't going to change for nobody. Like, here's something weird I do in bed. Don't get ahead of me. It's not what you think. Family show. In bed at night, I like to sleep with an open bag of Cheetos right next to me. I do. They have to be there. I don't even have to open my eyes. I know they're there. I just reach in, I get one, and they're crunchy, and they make my dreams better, okay? I love them. But it's women, too. Women end up doing crazy stuff that you never... One girl, my last girlfriend, she used to sleep on her face. On the pillow, like, not on the side, her face in the pillow. Just, I'm like, who just sleeps with their face? I'm like, why do you sleep like that? She's like, well, I don't want someone to stab me in the heart in the middle of the night. I'm like, well, stay out of the Cheetos and that won't happen. But I'm just like everyone else in this room, honestly. I want to be in love with somebody, you know? Who's in love tonight? Let's hear if you're in love with somebody. Let's hear it. Good, 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 good. Oh, man, that's good. That's awesome. A lot of love in the room. A couple of you looking at each other like, you gonna clap? I ain't gonna clap. If you ain't gonna clap, you better clap. I'm paying for these cheese sticks, Dave. Clap. Got a little weird for a few of you. Sorry about that. Well, good for you if you love somebody. Or better yet, if somebody loves you. You know, because love's a weird emotion. I think love's like the weirdest emotion we have as people. Same emotion will make you buy a girl a dozen roses, will make you throw a brick through her windshield. It's like, I love you, but I will leave you at Waffle House if I have to. Oh, I will smother and cover you, Cheryl. I will. I will. It's crazy stuff.